USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden made remarks on Tuesday at the White House as the United States hits a one-day record of 1 million COVID cases amid the post-holiday season. The president touting his administration's testing efforts.
On testing, I know this remains frustrating. Believe me, it's frustrating to me. But we're making improvements. In the last 2 weeks, we've stood up federal testing sites all over the country. We're adding more each and every day.
Biden once again saying this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, although people who are vaccinated and boosted are testing positive for COVID. The global supply chain may be finally seeing some relief. A new gauge from the New York Fed Reserve released on Tuesday shows that global supply chain pressures may have peaked. This is USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
President Biden is once again nominating Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to become the Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Ed Gonzalez's initial nomination stalled in the Senate in April, so the sheriff will have to go through the nomination process again, including confirmation hearings before the Senate. He's been critical of the organization in the past. In his initial hearing, he was grilled by senators on why he would end a program allowing local law enforcement to partner with ICE, a tactic counteractive to what law enforcement at the southern border is trying to accomplish, but seemingly consistent with what the Biden administration is trying to do. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Criminal sexual harassment charges against former New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo are being dropped. Cuomo was accused of inappropriately touching a female aide at the executive mansion in Albany back in December 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A second drone attack was stopped in the Middle East on Tuesday.
For the second time in 24 hours, a United States-led coalition in Iraq says it has foiled a drone attack on a base hosting U.S. troops. An official of the International Military Coalition said on Tuesday two armed drones were shot down as they approached the base in western Anbar province. Iran is demanding the trial and death of former President Trump and his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mr. Pompeo on Fox News.
You have a nation state, the world's largest state-sponsored terror, very capable, saying that they're going to arouse every Muslim in the world to martyr President Trump and me. That's something that's not been done before. It's a real security risk, and I think it tells you something about how they're thinking about this administration.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Washington football team is set to unveil a new team name and logo next month. The NFL franchise making the announcement on Tuesday in a letter written by the team's president. While Jason Wright didn't give a hint as to what the team name will be, he did say the team will not be called the Red Wolves or the Wolves. The team has been known as the Washington football team since 2020 after retiring the Redskins name and logo. The new team name and logo will be revealed on February 2nd. More news online at usaradio.com or Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.